On June 11th in Madison, a UW hospital patient had brain surgery and was later discovered to have Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Since then, 53 patients who received operations have been contacted about possible contamination through the surgical gear. Dr. Carl Ghetto says there's an infinitesimally low chance the patients will contract the fatal disease. The hospital follows standard surgical tool sterilization.
But there is an enhanced sterilization that is recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization if there is suspected CJD. And so what we have done is all of our instruments are now going through the enhanced process.
Ghetto says they are committed to helping the patients in question.
We are offering them follow-up. They will be seeing their neurosurgeons, and then we will offer them additional follow-up with neurology or if they needed some counseling. That will be provided at our cost.
There is no single test for CJD. The medical official says diagnosing the rare disorder involves careful analysis on patients.
Symptoms, if there are symptoms, we would evaluate them because many of these symptoms could be explained by other treatable illnesses rather than CJD.
Federal figures say CJD affects about one person per million annually. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.